This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host. I'm a realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. This show is brought to you by our awesome sponsors at American Liberty Mortgage and Drury Brothers Roofing. You know, last week I had my team of professionals on the show, and we took you through the home buying process, what team members you want to purchase a home. And we talked about how at my office, we're a one-stop shop. You got real estate, you got realtor, that's me. And then you have Ryan Herbig, and he's with American Liberty Mortgage. And then Paul Herbig with CoWest Insurance. And we ran out of time. So they're here in the studio with me again. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to get kind of a little deep down into the lending process and the insurance process. And I want to talk to Paul a little bit more deeper about what's going on with insurance, because people are complaining that their insurance has really shot up this year. So let's go ahead and start with lending, Ryan. What's going on with lending? Let's talk about what you do, what the types of loans that you have. You know, a lot of people don't think that they can even afford a home anymore, but you know, people are renting here.
Yeah, rents are super expensive. Actually, if you look at an apples-to-apples comparison, if you buy a home or rent the same home, you're probably going to pay less for a mortgage. So I always encourage people to at least go through the process of trying to get pre-qualified to buy a home, because you're way better to be a homeowner than a renter in the long run. There's no doubt about it.
And, you know, we've had clients in the past that didn't have, you know, great credit.
Yeah.
And you worked with them.
Yeah. Yeah. We can work with people.
You do a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll actually sit down with them and put a plan together. And depending on the credit profile, obviously everybody goes through tough times in their life. So I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm here to help you get a home. So if you've had some issues in the past, I don't care. I want to help you buy a home.
Right.
Typically, I will have people come in the office. We'll sit down and go through their report. And by the time they leave, they're going to have a game plan of what they need to do and how long it's going to take them to qualify to purchase a home. And
right.
It could, depending on the person, it could be a month, it could be a year. It really just depends on their profile.
So you and I worked on a contract where it took 5 months. Do you remember that?
Yes, we just closed it.
And a very, very unique situation, extremely unique situation. And, well, of course, when the government shut down, it affected this file deeply. When the government shut down, I think, 32 or 33 days. It really put a stop to this one because we needed IRS information. And it was most difficult. The seller was extremely patient, but it took some time. But you know what? It took team players. And that's why I really emphasize to clients, you need a team of people working for you. And they need to be on the same page, and they need to have a working relationship, whereas they can call each other and say, hey, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? Hey, you need to do this. Okay, you know, I'll do this at this time or whatever it may be. Make a plan. Because, yeah, sometimes we do get people in the office that can't purchase right away. They do need to have a game plan to bring up their credit score. So you have something very constructive that you can work with to get them through the buying process.
Yeah, they have to do the effort, but we're going to give them a game plan of what they need to do.
Right.
And again, it may not even cost them any money. It may just cost them time. It could be opening up a new account. Some people don't have enough credit. So it just really depends on the person, and we're happy to work with them. And getting back to what you said about working with people and local, it's very important to use somebody local, because if you need to get in touch with me as a lender,
right,
or Paul as your insurance broker, or Debbie as a realtor, we are a phone call away. We're not an 800 number customer service number that you're going to talk to a computer. We are people. You can shake our hands and kick us in the backside if you need to.
Exactly. That's true. All team players is very, very important. So, you know, I really want to emphasize to people that, you know, please don't think that you can't qualify for a home. You never, ever know until you make that effort. So you go in there and you sit down with Ryan and you have a talk. And like you said, everybody's gone through hard times. But you know what? We can work with that. That file that we closed on that took so long, honestly, I thoroughly believe this, that if it wasn't for you and I having such a close working relationship, that deal would have crashed. I really believe that. Of course it would have.
Yeah,
it took a lot of patience.
Yeah, you negotiated with the seller to give us more more time, and she was very nice to do that, and we ended up getting it done.
Yeah. And then, of course, the buyer always in touch with you, making sure she's doing everything that she needed to do in order to purchase the home.
Correct.
Like I said, it was a very different situation, but, you know, we did it.
Yeah.
And there's times when I thought, this isn't going to happen, but it did.
Yeah, and the seller and buyer were very happy.
Right,
it just
right.
took a little bit longer than we anticipated.
So what type of loans do you offer?
We do actually quite a few loans. We do the traditional loans, conventional FHA, VA. We do some the down payment assistance loans, CHAFA, Colorado Housing Assistance Corporation. We also do private money loans. So if you want to flip a home, we actually service our own product for home flippers. So it's hard money. We do that. We also have Alt-A, they call them, products that aren't traditional Fannie Freddie products.
What is that?
So they're mostly for investment properties. So we can actually qualify somebody strictly on the rental income from a property, not any other debts that they have. So if they're going to buy a home, it's based on how much is the house payment and how much rent is it receiving. And we get that through an appraisal. The appraiser does a rental analysis. So that's the only qualification. There's other programs for bank statement programs for people that are self-employed that we can go off bank statements for income. Those programs, they're called Alt-A, and I'm putting air quotes up. They're not traditional conventional loans. They have higher interest rates. They require more down payment. So okay. We have those as well. So I like to think if there's a product out there available, we have it.
So yeah, you pretty much touched on everybody there.
Yeah.
So even like you said, investors. So during the recession, there was so many homes are under foreclosure and short sales, what have you. And, you know, a lot of investors are looking for that type of property so they could flip. Right now, it's extremely small pickings out there because there's not very many homes
Correct.
That are going through foreclosure. Thank goodness for that, right?
Which is good, yeah.
Because things have changed.
Yes.
Especially in the lending industry, right?
Yes. You're
not throwing out money there, and whoever catches it, they can get it.
Yeah, that happened in, 2000. 2008 and then 2008, 2011, a lot of people went through credit problems. They had
That's
foreclosures,
right.
They had bankruptcies, they had all kinds of different things. And most people are now over those past problems.
Mm-hmm. Now they're purchasing.
Now they're purchasing homes. Yeah.
And I think, last summer we were just so busy. I mean, I'm really busy right now too, but last summer I didn't even have time to breathe. And a lot of those people that I was working with, either as a listing agent and knowing who the buyer was and everything, the agent was telling me, they're ready to buy now. Well, down the road, then I found out they had went through foreclosure and now they were seasoned to purchase a home. And now they're out there buying a home. And there were so many people out there that were able to buy a home last year that had went through foreclosure, bankruptcy, what have you, during the recession. And now I think we're seeing a little bit more of that this year also.
Yeah.
So, real estate's really moving here.
And I would say real quick, if you've gone through one of those events in your life, whether it's foreclosure or bankruptcy, if it was far enough in the past, you could buy a home again. And there may be people listening today that are sitting renting a home thinking they can't buy. You might be able to buy. So if that's the case, give us a holler and reach out and we'll see if we can get you qualified.
And you want to give us a holler, the number is 228-6055. Again, 719-228-6055. Call Ryan Herbig and see if you qualify for a mortgage. You had so many programs there. You also have first time home buyer is what you mentioned.
Yeah, the CHAFA program.
What's the requirement on that?
They're actually down payment assistance programs. Their first-time home buyer is somebody that's considered a first-time home buyer, somebody that's not owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you haven't owned a home in 3 years, or if you truly are, this is your first time purchasing a home, you would be considered a first-time home buyer and can qualify for those programs.
And those are really good programs. They really help people get their foot in the door.
For people that don't have down payment money, yes.
Right.
If you have money for down payment, I always recommend putting money down. But when we meet with people, we go over those options with them.
There's a lot of options.
But if you don't have money down, they are available.
Right. And so please don't think that you don't qualify for a home because you just might. It's shocking. Some people say, I can't believe I even qualify for a home now. I went through foreclosure, went through short sale, but now it's seasoned, so now I can. We have a client, you and I have a client right now that's selling his home. He did go through foreclosure and now he's going to purchase another home and sell this home that he's in and he's able to qualify now. So another one of those stories where, it's surprise, surprise. Hey, I can qualify for another home now. And that's what they're going to be doing.
Yeah. So, and different loan products have different seasoning requirements
right.
for bankruptcies and foreclosures. And that's where a lending professional can help you.
Right. That's where you can help.
That's where I
right?
come in.
That's
yes.
where Ryan Herbig comes in. So if you get any questions for Ryan, give him a call, 228-6055. That's 719-228-6055. So you heard from Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage. And as I told you last week, we are a one-stop shop. And we have Paul Herbig with Coest Insurance. So after our break, we're going to talk to Paul about home insurance and how much it has changed just this year. And please don't let it scare you, but rates have risen, and that's because of the hail issue that we have here in Colorado Springs. And also, you know, values have shot up and all that other good stuff comes into play. But I think it's just really important that we know what's available out there. And my insurance went up quite a bit, and so I'm going to be shopping. And the good thing about Paul's, he is an insurance broker, so he offers many lines of insurance. So I think that's going to be very educational for you. So we're going to take a short break and hear from our wonderful sponsors. We come back, we're going to be talking to Paul Herbig with Coest Insurance. Coming back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I have Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage and Paul Herbig with Coest Insurance. We already talked to Ryan about mortgages and how we want you to know that please don't have doubt. If you don't think, or maybe you do think, that you can qualify for a home loan, we want to hear from you, okay? A lot of people are sick and tired of paying for rent, and now they want to purchase a home. So please don't let that shy you away from buying a home, because rent these days is very, very expensive and you might be able to qualify for a home loan. With a home loan, Ryan says that he works in, of course, the taxes and interest and insurance. And what's really important is that you get a good insurance company to back you up with your home loan. You want to protect it very well. I have Paul Herbig with Coest Insurance again in the studio with me. Paul, let's talk about insurance. People are up in arms because their insurance rates have went up. What's going on out there?
Well, Debbie, I tell you what, it's been a very trying year in the insurance industry. There's a lot of upset people, you know, with their premiums going up you know, and one of the big things is also deductibles are being increased, and just generally, I have three or four calls a day from my current clients that are complaining, and really there's nothing that you can do about it other than the fact, typically what I do is on an annual basis when a policy comes up for renewal, and it looks to me like it's kind of out of the sequence of how much the increase was, I will go back and requote that through another company. And 9 times out of 10, we can save the client some money.
So you're an insurance broker. Mm-hmm. So you carry many lines of insurance.
Yes.
How many lines of insurance about do you think you cover?
Well, the main insurance companies, I probably represent 10. And then there's what's called a secondary market, where if people have like a cabin up in the mountains or they're in a high fire danger area, which has been a real issue in Colorado with all the wildfires. So, but basically 99% of the people, they can go through the 10 major companies.
Okay. Could you give us an idea what companies you carry?
Yes. We represent Safeco. That's a Liberty Mutual company. Progressive, Auto Owners, Travelers Nationwide. Those are some of the big ones that we use. Allstate also, division of Allstate.
And those are like all A-rated companies, aren't they?
They're top-of-the-line insurance companies.
Okay.
And so, it's amazing when you do quote these.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge difference sometimes between insurance companies as far as the cost of the insurance. And I quote the same values with each of them, but the bottom line premium, it can be considerably different.
Okay. So why has insurance shot up? Is that because of the hail? What's going on?
Well, and it's not only just home insurance, it's auto insurance. A little story that happened. You know, last summer we had a hailstorm down in the south part of town, and cars parked in the zoo parking lot. Every one of the cars in that parking lot was totaled. They could not repair those automobiles.
Right. Same thing at Fort Carson. After this storm, I went to Fort Carson. I was at the PX, and it looked like a war zone, and I am not exaggerating. It was unbelievable. The cars were just so smashed up, just smashed to smithereens. And there was many, many cars out there, not just like one or two. I probably saw maybe 40 cars, 50 cars. That was just in the parking lot at Fort Carson. But all throughout the housing area, throughout, well, all Fort Carson, there were cars that were just abandoned because they were just gotten so beat up by the hail. It was terrifying that day. I remember it very well.
Oh, exactly. And it was not fun being an insurance office the morning after,
oh,
believe me.
Oh, I can only imagine.
But
is that the main reason, though, Paul? Is it because of the hail?
Absolutely. The weather has played a significant role. Not only hail, but wind also has caused a tremendous amount of fences blowing down, and all that's covered in your homeowners. One significant thing that people need to remember, if you're a first-time home buyer, it is always, whether you do business with me or someone else, it's very important that you put your auto and your home together. You can save a lot of money by having them both with one carrier.
Okay. Would that also include for your home maybe an umbrella insurance policy too?
Umbrella is different. That just covers liability.
Okay.
But it covers liability if you have a bad auto accident or if somebody's liable for some kind of damages due to your home.
Okay. So it was pretty much across the table then. I don't know of anybody who says their insurance didn't go up. Everybody did.
Mine went up too.
Yeah.
I mean, and in many cases, a couple, $300 a year. Insurance companies do not like to lose money, okay?
So, yeah, I've noticed that. Isn't that a funny thing?
So, and they really took a bath in Colorado Springs. In fact, along the entire Front Range, they took a bath. And so all the way from Fort Collins to Pueblo, people are paying more for their insurance.
So let me ask you something. Whatever happens here locally, can that affect people, say, also in Texas? Is it vice versa? Or is it per state? How is that?
It's
per region?
It's per region.
Okay.
Yes, definitely per region.
Okay. So I imagine people that were flooded last year, like Texas, they had some flooding. Other places in the South, they must have been hit pretty hard too.
Absolutely. But one thing you just mentioned that's interesting, people need to know that your home insurance does not cover flooding. And if you live in a high flood area where it's possible that your home will be flooded, you need to get a special policy to cover flood insurance.
Right, but that's if the property qualifies for flood insurance.
Yes.
So, again, when Ryan gets a client that's qualifying for a loan and he asks you for an insurance quote, you're looking to see if that property is in a flood zone, right?
We can make that determination if it's in a flood zone, yes.
And that insurance is kind of pricey, isn't it?
It is.
And it's a separate policy too, right?
Totally separate policy from your homeowners, yes.
Is that backed up by the government?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But it goes through a company and then
goes through
backs
a company
up from the government.
But it's backed by the government. Yes.
Okay. So let's just say you're not in a flood zone and your house, we got a ton of rain and your sump pump isn't working or you don't have one and your basement gets flooded. Is it covered?
That's an interesting question. If the hail busts out a window in your basement and the water comes in the window and goes in your basement and floods, yes, it's covered. However, if the storm did not create the problem, it is not covered, okay? So you have to be very careful.
Well, how would they know if the storm didn't create the problem? I mean, I don't get it. If you have a storm...
Well, there's a definition for flood, and that means you have so much water over a given area and it's so deep. That is what flood insurance covers.
Okay, what if you have a pipe bust in your basement?
Then you're covered.
Then you're covered.
Yeah, then you're covered.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's acts of God that are kind of questionable, right?
Yes.
Who would determine that, if it's covered or not?
Well, you know, when you put a claim in, an adjuster will come out and he will take a look at the house and make that determination.
So do you bake cookies for him before he comes to the house?
That might help a little bit.
Okay. All right. So, you know, insurance can be, man, that's a tough gig you're in, right?
Exactly. One of the most important things, okay, is to get a good value on your home. And that is done by some software where you go in and put out how many square feet the house is, how many bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
What quality is it? Is it really primo, high quality building?
It's like a track home versus like a custom home.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So you need to know all that in order to assess.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's how I determine the cost, what it would take to rebuild the house.
Gotcha. Okay. And like you said, it doesn't cover the land, because I don't think land burns up.
The land doesn't burn. No.
Yeah. Okay. So the dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
All the dwellings. And you'll need to have the information if it has a shed, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Any time a type of outbuildings, that sort
Another
of thing,
Another thing,
right?
too, that's a very good idea for people to do, you know, take your digital camera, walk through the house and take pictures of all your important things, of every room, every closet. Take pictures of grandma's
earrings or necklace or something. Okay.
Grandma's dishes and what have you, and that really helps.
Because you want that
exactly.
coverage. Okay. All
exactly.
right. Well, I hope we've educated you today. We've talked about last weekend and this weekend. We've talked about going through the process of buying a home, the team members that you need. And trust me, you need team members. And, you know, there are other team members that are involved in the home buying process. I think it's just really important that you get a big picture of what we do in our office, how you have a realtor, that's me, you have a lender, that's Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, and Paul Herbig with CoWest Insurance. So again, I hope we've educated you today. If you got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. If you want to talk to Ryan or Paul, give them a call, 719-228-6055. That's 228-6055. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come this spring. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Thanks so much for tuning in, my friends. Remember, till next week, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I go over questions that I have been asked by my listeners. You've got some great questions, my friends. Tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.